On a regular basis, you need to reevaluate what you're doing. Refocus your life. Get rid of any distractions. Paul said in another place, "I run with purpose in every step." When we understand the value of time and see each day as a gift that it is, it helps us to keep the right perspective. You realize every battle is not worth fighting. You don't have time to get engaged in conflicts that are not between you and your God-given destiny. If someone has a problem with you, as long as you're being your best, doing what God's put in your heart, with all due respect, that's their problem and not yours. You don't have to resolve conflict with every person. Some people don't want to be at peace with you. That's a distraction. Don't waste your valuable time fighting battles that don't matter. When you realize your days are numbered, you don't respond to every critic. You don't try to convince people to like you who are never going to like you. You accept the fact that some people are never going to give you their approval. But that's okay. You know you have Almighty God's approval. When you're redeeming the time, you're not trying to keep someone happy who's never going to be happy. With some people, no matter what you do for them, it's not going to be enough. But their happiness is not your responsibility. Always be kind and respectful, but your attitude should be, if you don't want to be happy, that's fine, but you're not going to keep me from being happy. I know this day is a gift. I'm not going to live it trying to change things that I cannot change or trying to fix people who don't want to be fixed. That's redeeming the time. When you realize your time is limited, you don't get offended. You don't get upset because somebody's playing politics. You don't get stressed out because somebody's trying to make you look bad. You let it go and trust God to make your wrongs right. A lady was telling me about a family member who had done her wrong. She was very negative and starting to get bitter. I told her what I'm telling you. Life is too short to live that way. Let it go, and God will be your vindicator. She didn't want to hear that. She said, "No, I'm not going to be happy until he apologizes." What she doesn't realize is she is wasting valuable days. He may never apologize. I wonder how many days we've wasted doing the same thing. We can't say that we redeemed the time. We didn't appreciate the day. We just dragged through it, being upset, offended, discouraged. The scripture says, "Don't let the sun go down on your anger." The reason many people have no joy, no enthusiasm, is because they go to bed each night with unforgiveness in their heart. They're reliving their hurts, thinking about their disappointments. Here's the problem. If the sun goes down with bitterness, it will come back up with bitterness. If the sun goes down with resentment, it comes back up with resentment. That's blocking God's blessings. It's keeping you from seeing the bright future. If you want the sun to shine brightly in your life once again, before you go to bed each night, you need to say, "God, I'm releasing every negative thing that's happened to me today. I'm releasing every hurt, releasing every worry, releasing every disappointment. I'm forgiving the people that did me wrong. God, I'm going to bed in peace." When you do that, the sun will go down with nothing blocking it. When it comes back up the next morning, you'll have a new spring in your step, excited about the day, ready for your future. Don't go to bed at night with any kind of defeat still in your mind.